Well, now it's time for the Bloomberg Law Report. Let's get to the legal stories we're watching this morning with Steve Podisk in the Bloomberg 99.1 Washington Newsroom.
Lawmakers could push to expand food waste reduction efforts in the next farm bill as companies share their business models with Congress to combat the growing problem. FCC Commissioner Brendan Carr proposed relaxing federal rules to make it easier for wireless carriers to install small cells equipment for the next generation 5G networks. And employee perks like a cell phone, company car, or job-related education aren't subject to tax under the new law, or maybe they are. The answer isn't clear, and practitioners say the IRS is unlikely to provide guidance anytime soon.
Bloomberg Law. Everything you need, all on one legal research platform, including guidance, analysis, and Bloomberg Market Intelligence. Find out more at BloombergLaw.com.
Now, another legal news. Let's look at a Supreme Court case that will decide whether voters should be allowed to wear political apparel. It could redefine First Amendment rights on Election Day. For more on the case, Bloomberg's June Grasso speaks with Dan Wiener, senior counsel at the Brennan Center.
Daniel, all states forbid electioneering at the polls and within a buffered zone. What's the First Amendment argument of the challengers here?
The challengers essentially are arguing that while all states prohibit electioneering, Minnesota goes farther in prohibiting all political apparel, and that effort to broaden the restriction is unconstitutionally overbroad. The court actually pressed the challengers a bit, though, to explain in more detail how they thought Minnesota had exceeded the First Amendment's had exceeded the appropriate scope of the law, and they weren't really able to answer the question, partly because I think you know, there is some divided opinion, and some of them might have even said that, you know, laws that prohibit any electioneering are unconstitutional. So they didn't really want to be pinned down on that. But essentially, this law goes farther even than the laws that just prohibit, you know, a button with a candidate's name on it.
I understand that, according to Bloomberg News Supreme Court reporter Greg Storr, the justices questioned the lawyers about all kinds of hypothetical T-shirts mm-hmm. bearing parts of the Constitution and coordinated efforts to wear white clothing to the polls. Is there a problem with drawing a line with a law like this?
Well, you know, I am a little skeptical because, frankly, line drawing is part of the law. And I think as the counsel for the state pointed out, when you go to vote, there are election judges, and they have to draw all sorts of lines, and they have to exercise discretion. Minnesota, you know, for instance, is a same-day registration state, so the election judge has to make a decision on the spot about whether you're eligible to vote, and they have to do that. So while line drawing certainly is an issue and it needs to be, you know, constrained to some extent, the fact that lines have to be drawn, I don't think in and of itself should be a problem.
And that's Dan Wiener, senior counsel at the Brennan Center, speaking with the Bloomberg's June Grasso. You can listen to more legal analysis like this on Bloomberg Politics, Policy, Power, and Law, weekdays at 12 p.m. Wall Street time here on Bloomberg Radio. And find more legal news at BloombergLaw.com. Attorneys will find exceptional legal research and business development tools there as well. Visit BloombergLaw.com for more information.